From Islamic Finance News, the world's leading Islamic finance news provider, this is IFN Podcast.
Hi everyone, I'm Nisreen, news editor at Islamic Finance News, and this is the IFN Podcast. Our guest in today's episode is Nilmani Bhardwaj, the CEO of Takaful Oman, a fully-fledged Islamic insurance provider in the Sultanate. Thank you so much for joining us today, Nilmani.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
So, as I understand it, there are currently only two Takaful operators in Oman, and I understand also that the central bank does not allow for Islamic insurance windows to be run by conventional or non-Islamic insurers. I wanted to ask you, in your opinion, how is the Omani Takaful sector doing so far? And what do you think the public demand is like?
Yeah, a very good question. In Oman, Nasreen, the Islamic or the insurance companies are managed by the Capitals Market Authority, which is now renamed as Financial Services Authority. And in 2014, the first Islamic company was born, which was us. We are the truly born Islamic company, and our other competitor was a conventional company, and then they converted to an Islamic license. So you're absolutely right. No windows are allowed. It has to be a full-fledged insurance company. And I think, I'm right, is that after 2014, there were no new insurance companies that were licensed in the Sultanate. So we are the youngest company in Oman. And the sector in the last 10 years has done very well. Islamic company, insurance companies, both of us put together, I think we command about 13-14% market share, and we've been steadily growing. We've been growing actually faster than the market, except last year our conventional companies grew faster than us. It was also because they were IFRS 17 changes, which led to the nomenclature being changed from insurance, from GPW to insurance revenue and stuff like that. But I think that was the only year we saw growth in less than in single digits. So the demand is steadily growing because Islamic finance demands are growing. Our banking sector in Islamic banking sector is about 16% market share now. And we close to that mirror the insurance sector, which is about 14%. So we are very close, really tied to the growth of the finance, Islamic finance sector. And I see now in the last few years that customers are in fact now demanding even the sophisticated Islamic insurance products, like the directors and officers, the liability, the cyber risks, which earlier they were okay to go with the conventional, but now they are really asking us for being able to provide those solutions as well. On the retail side, we do fantastically well, which is, the motor, the medical, the life, because that, customers, there's a natural pull towards the Takaful. Still, I would say that customers are very conscious and they don't want to pay more for an Islamic product, though they would prefer an Islamic insurance product if it is comparable on pricing and servicing. So we don't enjoy a special benefit. But definitely, I would say to a reasonable extent, we kind of get the first right of refusal. So we get a customer pull, and then if we are able to hold on to them and give them what they need, then we have a higher chance of success. So I think in that sense, the Islamic sector is growing in a positive direction. And with the addition of the new product, the demand increasing on the liability products, I think the growth will be even more positive in the years ahead.
That sounds great. Well, there have been some government initiatives for the insurance sector, such as the Damani and the Damani initiative and the push for electronic insurance platforms most recently. I wanted to ask you if you feel like the Takaful sector is getting sufficient regulatory support.
Yeah, I think another good question. In terms of support, I would say that our regulator here is very focused in growing the sector and is very balanced, I would say, when it comes to managing or regulating the companies vis-a-vis managing the customer expectation. So obviously there is a general skew towards the customer more than the companies, which is understandable. In Islamic insurance regulations came in force in 2020, and I would say they were pretty sophisticated and they're very detailed, but there was sufficient time given to implement them. Some of the clauses are a bit onerous for market size of Oman, which is small, and we only are two companies. But the kind of sophistication that is expected, I think it is preparing us for the long haul, and it is getting us ready for the next gen, in terms of the solvency, or in terms of the risk base, and even the new IFRS guidelines. And there's a very clear focus on balancing both the participants and the shareholders' account, because I have seen in Takaful the generally, the skew is more towards the shareholder profitability, and then the participant fund continues to suffer. But the regulation is very, very balanced. So in case there is a participant deficit and the participant funds not able to pay back the Kardhasan in 3 years for general and 5 years for life, for example, then the company has to impair it. So which puts a lot of pressure on the shareholders and the management to make sure that once they have a deficit in a participant fund, they are actually able to, in the next 3 years or 5 years, able to bring the account to profitability. So I think which is very, very, very balanced, and for and pro participants, which is what the essence of the Takaful is and should be. So I think support-wise, yes, we get a lot of support. We have a very willing regulator, willing to listen to our problems and consider our proposed solutions. Obviously, they have to regulate, so they are pretty tough when it comes to me. And the regulation, I would say, very sophisticated. Initially, we felt it was in a bit ahead of its times, and the scale was not so big for us to make those kind of investments. But as time has gone by, I think we feel that it's prepared us. Even if we want to tomorrow, expand into other geographies or areas, I think we would not feel the burden of onerous regulation in other jurisdictions. I think it's pretty much comparable to all the other GCC or even some of the markets in Asia.
That's great. Well, I wanted to bring up something that also is quite interesting from your side. Takaful Oman issued a landmark sukuk in 2021. It was the first perpetual sukuk issued by a Takaful company, not only in Oman, but also in the region and globally as well. I wanted to ask you about this and what you can share with us about the highlights of this sukuk issuance, and if Takaful Oman has any plans to issue something similar soon. As I understand it, it was the first tranche from under a sukuk program. Is that correct?
Yes, it was. It is correct. It's absolutely correct. And I think it was very well received, the sukuk. It was a very small sukuk, 6 million Omani rial, which would be equivalent to about $15 million, and somewhere in that range. So, and it was pretty well received. We had some of our shareholders who had invested, and we had people from investors from within Oman, but not linked to the company, invested. That is maturing. That's a call date for that is 2026 January. And so whether we would do a new sukuk, I think we are evaluating, because we are a growing company. If you see us now, we ended 2023 with a top line of 35 million Omani rial, which is close to $100 million. That in 10 years is remarkable. And a half of it is coming from family Takaful. So that's an area where we see that we will continue to grow, and which will need capital. So, and there are various ways to raise capital. There is an injection, there are sukuks, there's debentures, there are so there are many, many instruments. So we'll be evaluating, I think during this year, what is the best course for us in 2026. We have an option to renew the sukuk, or maybe we will call it, and then we'll see if we want to do a new one earlier or maybe later. All depends on our capital needs and expansion plans, which I think are pretty aggressive. So, and also shareholders' appetite. Thankfully, we got strong shareholders who are very supportive on the growth of the company, and they want us to expand and add new products and bring the digital piece very quickly into the which we are, we have launched our digital platform last year, and it's been received really well.
Okay.
So that's I don't have a real definitive answer on this, but I would say that we are closely evaluating all our options, and we should be before end of this year able to make a final decision.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, it leads me also to my final question, which you have answered partially. I wanted to ask if there are any new initiatives or projects or even offerings that Takaful Oman has in the pipeline, maybe in the coming 12 to 18 months or 2 years, that we can expect, that we can share with our listeners.
Yeah. So I think product innovation and expansion is definitely our top of the list. And along with that is our digital offering. So because we are looking at all our new product offerings on a digital platform, we are moving away from the brick and mortar. Means we will offer it through an omni-channel distribution, but we will want to make it easier for our customers too. And they are, whether it's direct to us or through our business partners, whether it's through our banks, our brokers, our agents, our web aggregators. So, there is a digital solution and there is omni-channel solution as well for all our customers. So product innovation, where we start with the high-end property and casualty and liability products, bring more sophisticated products into the market for our larger clients and banks. Then on the retail side, we'll be launching an individual health insurance before end of this year, and we're expanding the suite of family Takaful products as well, because we see a lot of demand on family Takaful. I think after COVID and then the cyclones and the recent climatic conditions which happened, a lot of customer awareness on insurance has increased, and they are demanding family Takaful products and also investment options from the insurance side. So I think those products are also in the 12 to 18 months, along with our digital offerings, we will be coming out, and you will probably see us more in that news in the next 12 to 18 months.
All right, we'll look forward to that. Well, Neil, thank you so much. That's our time. I'd like to thank you once again for being on the podcast today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening. For more discussions on the Islamic finance industry, log on to www.islamicfinancenews.com. You can also listen to IFN Podcast on your favorite platforms, including iTunes and Spotify.